Tevi Troy. Tevi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate having you on the program. Watching Obamacare in the courts unfold has been fascinating. A U.S. appeals court upholds Obama's health care law. What's that mean?
Well, there's an individual mandate in the law that requires individuals to purchase health insurance. And this is sort of unprecedented because you've never had Congress telling people you have to go out and buy something. You know, can Congress go and tell you you have to buy a car? And so this has been controversial, and there have been a number of court cases. This is seen as the weakness or the Achilles heel of the legislation. And there have been a number of different decisions at the lower court levels. Now we're getting to the appeals court level, which is the level before you get to the Supreme Court. This is the first appeals court that has said that the individual mandate is okay, but we're expecting two more decisions this summer about the same question.
Now, from what I understand, there have been other courts who have upheld Obamacare's health law. Is that true?
At the lower court levels, we've had a couple upholding, I think, maybe three. And then at the lower court levels, there are two that said it's not okay, that have ruled to overturn the mandate. And one, the decision in Florida, was even more expansive and said we not only have to overturn the mandate, but the whole law has to go.
I wanted to be clear on that because we had a Fox News Radio journalist on who says that although many were thinking this was going to go to the Supreme Court, with so many other lower courts deciding that the law was in good standing, that it might not make it there. What's your take?
I think that's unlikely. I think this is a really important question. I mean, what the Supreme Court usually looks at is new ground, things that really haven't been asked in the past, and this is a question that hasn't been asked in the past. It also looks for splits at the appeals court levels, and I think it's likely that we will have splits at the appeals court levels, although we can't know for sure. We'll see at the end of this summer about there's two more decisions coming, both of them regarding decisions that went against the health care law.
So you think it eventually is going to make it to the Supreme Court?
And eventually he's not that far away, I mean, within the next year or two.
All right. And after hearing what we heard yesterday, what can states do or what can folks who disagree with this do to try and get back on the winning track, if you will?
Yeah, well, I mean, the states question is a fascinating one because the states, 26 states oppose it. 26 states joined the lawsuit against it. But at the same time, the law requires them to build exchanges. So states are in this funny position of a majority of states opposing the law, but the law requires them to build these exchanges. And so most of the states are proceeding with the exchanges just to be safe, although a couple, Alaska and Florida, are a little more wary about it. As individuals, make your voices heard. This law, I've argued, is unprecedented in that usually when a bill passes, even if controversial, the American people kind of move on and say, okay, well, let's go to the next thing. But this law, because of the partisan way in which it was passed and because of the expense and because of the impositions like the individual mandate, has not been swallowed by the American people. There's still a lot of people complaining about it, unhappy about it, and there's still challenges to it, not just in the judicial, but also on the political front. The Republican candidate in 2012 is going to be running against it, and on the legislative front.
You know, if we look at how the Supreme Court may rule on this, we've talked with many experts on the Supreme Court, and there seems to be somewhat of a divide in the court. There seems to be a divide in law, Tevi. I think when you talk about following the Constitution and interpreting what the Founding Fathers wanted in rules and regulations and how we're governed versus those who say, you know what, times have changed, and we need to change with those times.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer and proud of it, so I can't really seem to be a complete expert on the Supreme Court. But the way I read it, there are four reliable liberals on the Supreme Court who are saying, you know, the Constitution is what we want it to be when we want it to be. There are four reliable conservatives who say the Constitution is what it is, and we must keep it as it was. And then there's one guy who's just not predictable, and that's Anthony Kennedy. He was a Reagan appointee, but his decisions over the years have gone to both the left and the right, and very few people have really been able to identify a consistent theme in his decisions, which makes it so hard to guess what he's going to do in this case.
Let's set aside your position at the Hudson Institute and talk about you being the former Secretary of Health and Human Services. Looking at it from that perspective, do you think that Obamacare would be good?
I think from whichever position I look at it, I think it's a problematic piece of legislation. I think it's expensive, and I think it's a complicated way to go about doing what they want to do. So if I were at the department, I would have to work on the implementation because that would be my job. But I do have a lot of logistical and economic concerns about it.
All right, Tevi Troy with the Hudson Institute. We appreciate talking with you so much, Tevi. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for having me.